The Baseball Bat, Chapter 11, Low Times. On Tuesday, we played the makeup game with the Tigers. We were trailing 8-1 in the top of the fifth inning. We only played six innings in the Mustang League. I led off the inning. I hadn't had much luck against the twin pitchers, so I decided to take a couple pitches, and they were both called balls. I took the next three pitches and drew a walk. This was probably the first time all season I had come up to the plate and not swung the baseball bat, except for the time I got hit by the pitch, of course. Coach told us that because we were so far behind and the Tigers had a strong throwing catcher, we should not try to steal unless we knew we could make it. I didn't run on the first pitch, but I just observed to see if I could make it on the second pitch. I was sure I could steal on the second pitch. On the next pitch, as soon as the ball crossed the plate, I took off running as fast as I could and slid into second base. After I touched the base, the second baseman tagged me, and I heard the umpire yell, "You're out!" "What?" I thought. I was clearly safe. What was wrong with this umpire? I stood up on the base and yelled, "You're crazy!" And I stayed on the base. The umpire yelled, "You're out of the game!" My heart sunk. I put my head down, fighting back tears as I walked back to the bench. Everyone could tell how upset I was, and no one said a word to me. I just sat there with my head down. After that inning, Coach asked Stan to take first and Mark to play shortstop. If I had to give up one inning at first base, I was glad it was to Stan. We lost 10-1. I guess Coach made the decision not to pitch Stan because we were behind, and he wanted to save him for the last two games. After the game, I didn't talk to anyone. I just walked to the car. I heard someone try to tell the story, and they repeated what I had told that I had told the umpire he was full of crap. I didn't correct him, but I got in the car and left. Getting thrown out of the game really bothered me. I wish I had reacted in a different way. On Wednesday, I went down the hill to see if I could find Gramps, and lucky for me, he was out. I told Gramps what had happened. "Tom, you're doing so much better. You're only getting angry a fraction of the times you were. However, every once in a while, things get to us, and you can't beat yourself up for it. No, it was not good to yell at the umpire, but it happened." "Gramps, how can I ever recover from this? I tried to have such a good season, and now everybody saw me get angry." "So, Tom, is this the end of the world? This is worse than getting hit over the head with a baseball bat?" "This time, I did something I can't recover from. I'm marked for life. Oh, no! I wish I had known this. When I was young, I got kicked out of three baseball games and a basketball game. I'm glad I didn't know life would be over when these events happened, because I would have never been able to buy this lake house." I was surprised to hear that Gramps had been kicked out of games. I had never seen him even close to getting angry. "Tom, I was an angry kid growing up, and I didn't have anyone to help me learn to control my anger. I had to learn it on my own. I wish I had known half of what you know when I was 10 years old." I thought for a minute about this and asked, "How do I recover from this?" "Tom, you have three options. First, you can feel bad about it for the rest of your life and sulk and not talk to anyone. Second, you could admit you made a mistake to yourself and just try to do the best you can tomorrow. Or third, you can take a bad event and try and make it a positive." I listened to the options and replied, "Option two certainly sounds better than option one. When you put it that way, how can I accomplish option three?" "You can call your coach and admit to him that you did something you regret and let your team down in the process. You can tell him that the team means a lot to you, and you are trying to do everything you can to help your team in the future. If you really wanted to make it a positive, you could ask the coach if you could take a moment before the next game and apologize to your teammates. How would that be positive? Because you would show your maturity. You would show that you are human and you make mistakes, and you don't think you are better than all the others. You would show that you are not going to hide behind defensiveness. Defensiveness attempts to show that the umpire was wrong and that you were right. You will find in life that it's not a good thing to try and show people that they are wrong, because all that does is damage relationships. Tom, you will find that relationships are the most valuable asset you will ever have. Most importantly, you would show you are willing to accept responsibility for your actions. Wouldn't this make me weak? Tom, being an honest, genuine person who can admit mistakes makes you very strong. I thanked Gramps for his help and felt somewhat better as I headed home. That night I called Coach and told him the team meant a lot to me and I was genuinely sorry for my actions. I also asked if I could address the team before the game on Thursday. Coach said, "Tom, I've enjoyed having you on the team all year. I would be happy to let you address the team." The next day was Memorial Day, Thursday, May 30th. Back in 1968, Memorial Day was still celebrated on May 30th. The Uniform Monday Holiday Act of 1968 would change this to Memorial Day always being celebrated on a Monday, starting in 1971. My teacher had talked about Memorial Day and said we should remember those who had given their lives for our country. I wanted to live a long life and wondered if someday I would have to serve in the military. It frightened me to think about. My mother didn't have to work on Memorial Day, and I didn't go to school, so she took me to the Memorial Day parade in Walled Lake. It was fun. I got some free candy. Thursday night came. As usual, I was one of the first to arrive, along with Stan and Coach. I started to loosen up a little by playing catch. About 5 minutes before the start of the game, Coach called the players in and told them to play their best, and then turned to me and said, "Tom?" I looked at the players very sadly and said, "I have really enjoyed being part of this team this year. I have worked hard and tried to help us win games. On Tuesday, I not only contributed to the loss, but I embarrassed myself and the team. I'm sorry. I will try my best not to ever embarrass this team again. Thank you." I waited a second, and then one person started clapping. Then everyone on the team started clapping. Then Coach told us to go out to our positions. I started throwing ground balls to the infield as Joe was warming up pitching. I had not known what to expect, but the clapping far exceeded my expectations. We played a tough game against the second-place team, the Yankees. We were trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Joe had gotten on first via a walk and had stole second. But both Will and Paul had struck out. It was all up to me with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. As I approached the plate, knowing that I could be the last out, I kept telling myself to be calm and do my best. I had the thought that making an out would not compare with being hit over the head with a baseball bat. I just tried to focus and do my best and hit the ball. On the first pitch, I hit the ball hard on the ground. It traveled out to center field, and Joe came in to score. We were trailing by only one run, and now I was at first base. Should I try and steal second and get the tying run to second and risk being the last out of the game? I looked over to Coach for guidance. All he could say was, "Okay, Tom, be smart." Be smart? What did that mean? The next batter, Jeff, who had come on to play left field in the fourth inning, took the first pitch for a called strike. I stayed at first. The next pitch was also called a strike, and I again stayed at first. I decided I was only going to go on the next pitch if it was in the dirt. The next pitch was in the dirt, but Jeff had swung at it and missed for the final out. The Mustang League does not allow players to run to first on a strikeout when the catcher doesn't catch the ball, so the game was over. I wished I could have done more. It was disappointing to lose by one run. What else could I have done? I wondered. I could have been the last out, and that would have been worse. I finally decided I had kept the team in the game by getting a base hit and felt good about that.